Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the 10th episode of GG Over Easy. In today's episode, we're filming the intros now at the end, so we actually talk about.
Very fun.
First off, Rob has an announcement. What that announcement is, you'll have to find out yourself. We talk about Destiny, state of the game, new DLC, what we think, our scores. And if you're not interested in that gaming part, skip to 44 minutes. So for some of you, maybe you want to listen to this other stuff, because we have some very interesting stories from Rob. And Blue Rob, a story about learning from your mistakes. And Blue was almost killed. Someone tried to kill Blue.
Attempted murder.
Now, if that's not a story you don't want to hear, then I don't know. So stay tuned to this episode of GG Over Easy.
We also do stupid questions at the end.
And stupid questions. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 5-star rated podcast on...
I thought you were going to say episode 10.
One 4-star.
Well, that's... that. Yeah, you saw that too. Yeah, some guy gave us 1 4-star. Whatever, dude.
Still 5-star average.
Yeah, you're not blindly giving us love, dude. What? Yeah. Screw you, man.
Yeah.
You have an actual opinion? I don't like it. Blindly love us. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like... Mrs. Datillo, who
now
had...
Now she hates us because it's Datillo.
Yeah. Well, it's 2 D's.
I don't know.
Wait, is this a Datto joke?
Oh.
Maybe it's Datto's mom.
Oh.
I don't know. A Datto's Datto's mom.
Oh.
But anyway, amazing 5-star rating. Great podcast. I have a very short attention span, but I can listen to this whole thing without skipping. It's that good.
Me too.
You have to listen to it. Would recommend it to anyone who likes to laugh and have a good time. And who doesn't like to laugh or have a good time?
People that I don't associate with. Yeah. So I'm not recommending
people that
them.
Are dumb. So yeah. Don't be dumb. Listen to the podcast.
That actually should be on a t-shirt.
That should be our slogan. Don't be dumb. Listen to our podcast. Thank you very much, Mrs. Datillo, for not giving us a 4-star rating.
Yeah.
Thanks, but you can rate us or listen to us anywhere you find podcast, if you prefer the audio version. We love both of our listeners, whether it be the video, visual listeners.
Or the YouTube.
Or,
watchers.
No, that's visual.
Oh.
Or the audio. Okay, you're making it seem like we only.
I don't know. I thought you did audio. No. Like,
or the audio listeners.
Okay.
However you consume it, we appreciate you.
Yep. Show us that you're watching.
So with that said, we'll pretty much start hopping into some things. This, though, congrats, Rob and Blue and us, really.
10.
We double digits.
10.
We did it.
We did it. We got into the second little tick. I'm very happy about
Suddenly
it.
I always believed.
The 000 episode?
Like 80% of the time.
You thought 80% of the time we'd get there?
Hey, and solid 80%. I was. It was like a B. It was a solid B minus. Well, I was like, passing. There's a good chance we'll get there.
We have a problem too. We've used all the house fruit ones or the fruit summit ones. We're all out of those, so we can't miss one now. And go, you know what? We'll just toss the fruit summit one in there. We're out.
Yeah. So if someone gets sick or deadly, we'll have figured out.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it up as we go. But that's right. Double digits.
Mm-hmm.
So. Those 000s I put, and everyone's like, "Well, like they all will get to
100." Imagine
it's getting,
It's
still pretty far away.
Yeah,
but to get to 100, we just need to do this 10 more times.
Well, yeah, 10 more.
To this
10.
Point,
yeah, 10. To, yeah, that's big like, maps. Quick maps too.
I think it's something like a little over 2 years.
We'll see him there, and Blue will be in festive. I'm putting a witch hat on you, Blue. What can I put on you? I'm going to go to the Halloween store because we're getting kind of festive around here.
Oh.
Just put a rain cloud. It totally represents how I always feel.
So a rain cloud. So I'll put little cobwebs above you and I'll just put little raindrops next episode.
Do we have the budget?
That's fine. It's spooky but also depressed. I like it.
You know, I'll put it on the business card. I can put the 820 on there. Put some cobwebs and some rain.
Actually, this reminds me.
What?
I saw this. There's like this website. It's called like... How to waste my money or something like that. Like stupid things to buy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Blue, have you ever been to it?
No, that would require I have money to ask what I should spend my money on.
Well, it was like, what is it? What is it called?
Yeah,
I can't remember, but it's like the name of the website, like the URL is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
but it's like ridiculous things to buy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird things to buy. Something like that.
Did you ever buy anything from
that? No. But they have crazy stuff. And I came across this thing, which reminds me, it was like, it literally looked like a cloud, and it had, it would play like a thunderstorm and looked like a thunderstorm inside.
No way.
Yeah. It was sick.
That's really cool. That's not stupid. That's a really cool thing.
Well, right. And so that just made me think, like, we could get that and put that above them. Yeah. But I think it was a couple grand.
Oh, and then maybe it is kind of stupid. I thought like maybe it was like $80.
Well, I think at the time too, it was like a, I think it was a Kickstarter or something too. Like it wasn't even like.
So like you would get like a prototype. Like yeah, it was something just like,
it did look cool though.
Oh. I saw something like that. It was like a floating thing you could hold plants on. Like it was like a pot, but the pot like floated and like spin. Like it was like held by magnets. It was so cool. Witchcraft. I really wanted to buy. Huh?
Witchcraft.
Yeah, it was really cool though. And then my parents have like a globe that like if you like hold right between the magnets, it'll float and spin. He got it off like a Hemisphere magazine. You know, the little magazine in the airplanes, Hemisphere, yeah. That like went out of business. Yeah, he got it from there.
Well, he was keeping them afloat for a little while. Well, let's start out really quick by doing something a little different. This technically isn't sponsored. But we thought we'd do it anyway. I just got it in the mail, and I was like, Rob, you want to try something? He's like, hey, why don't we just do it on the podcast?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun.
So why not?
Yeah.
So for those unaware, I am sponsored with Advanced.gg. Woo. They provide gaming supplements. I won't plug them too much, though, because I don't want it to be like an actual ad.
Yeah.
But I do have my own flavor coming out. And they're like, what flavor would you want? And I said, cherry limeade.
Good flavor to have.
Thank you. So they've sent one over. I've already tried it once. This is like the second one I sent. Mm-hmm. Like, add a little more tang, mm-hmm. a little more sour.
Okay.
So we've mixed it up. I prepared some for myself, Rob, and of course, Blue over here.
We pre-poured Blue's. So
just dump it on the cardboard. I don't know if it'll take it properly, but I mean, at least it'll get the immersion going.
I mean, we did discover the fourth dimension last week, so.
Or the fifth or whatever we were talking about.
This will be the sixth dimension, actually, to actually transfer over some materials through the taste buds.
Well, my favorite thing were all the comments that were like, oh, yeah, here you go, Blue.
I'm like,
here's
a little. Back for you.
Thanks.
Yummy. That's good. Mm, huh?
That's good. That's some good existential dread, I taste.
That's my favorite flavor, depression. All right.
Now I'm actually really going to try it.
No, we'll try it. I haven't tried it myself.
What do you think, Blue? Actually, like, honestly.
That's some good existential dread, mm-hmm. I taste. I did it again because I don't have an answer.
I like that. Very
they did add a little more. They added a little more tang.
Yeah, I like that. I like the redness too. That's like a very like Mr. Fruit thing. Fruits are red. You're red.
Well, I wanted a little more tang because they have other products, but they're all pretty sweet.
Well, I also have to be careful when I drink this. I don't want to be red lips, red mustache guy. You know, I'm not very good with
red stash McGee. Yeah, that is true though. Got to be careful.
Yeah, the mustache bandit. Nobody wants that. But that, yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to buy some now.
So for those, it'll be available.
You use that for like pre-workout and stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I drink that before I work out.
Okay.
That'll be available within
That's pretty baller, dude. Like you're something. Like drinking your own like kind of like pre-workout. Flexing, dude, that's sweet.
I'll bring it with like the little label that has me too around the gym. Like, sup, dude. Bench DJ.
Hey, bro. I see you doing that workout. Like you're doing it right and everything, but the only technique you're missing is this Mr. Fruit GG like in the tankard like this. Yeah.
So if you do get it, code Mr. Fruit. But that was just that. That was yummy. I'm going to sip on this a little bit. So that out of the way, we're going to get through a few of the smaller things before we get to the bigger chunks.
Yes.
We got some great reception, episode 8.
Yeah, everybody liked it.
Because it's weird. The last one we recorded wasn't the last one everyone heard, obviously, because we had the Fruit Summit one.
Yes, that was with Shark. And we're sorry about Shark's mic. He's just really good at being close to the mic, and we respect that.
We did. It just, he was unfortunately not on a different audio thing, so I couldn't.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
I was like, compress it. I was like, bro, I already did. So with that out of the way, we have this podcast. We're bringing back some stuff people really liked in the 8th episode. Ironically, one of them was Rob's dumb question.
Okay, I didn't mean for that to be like a thing. I was just genuine. I didn't think it would like spark a whole thing. Like, hey, let's have like a part where we just ask stupid questions. I was like, that was like an actual like question. Like I didn't realize it was stupid. It was just a question.
So we will be adding a new segment called Is This a Dumb Question?
Okay.
So most podcasts, or maybe we'll like find some other ones to like, you know, cycle. Yeah. But we'll be asking a dumb question. We have one for this podcast.
We do.
Which
not,
again,
not my question.
It's my question. It's not necessarily question. A dumb question. But sometimes, like a question you don't have an answer to, but you feel like you should.
I think I have a good explanation to it, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So we have that coming up.
Yep.
We have story time coming up again. You guys really like that. And we teased what we're going to be talking about last one.
I also teased what I would be talking about on Instagram.
But we're going to get through this first couple things, because if we don't,
we'll forget.
I will guarantee you. Yeah, like the stories alone would take the whole thing. We'd be like, been here all day. Whoops. See you next time.
I can't even guarantee we're going to get to every story in probably this podcast, not. I'm being honest with
probably
you.
Probably not.
Well, we'll probably get so sidetracked we don't even get to the stories. But we will.
We will.
We will. We'll I do promise. Our best. So, next in, if you want to do that really quick while I... Well, see, this is... You want to weigh in and also have a big announcement. This is your...
Okay.
Take the floor,
well, okay, please. So we'll just do... We'll do the big announcement. All right. So, I told you about this, but I think you kind of forgot. Lou, I'm really excited. Do you know what I'm about to announce? And it's kind of big. It's a big deal. I don't think either you guys really know about it. You know about it. And I think when I tell you that, oh my God, you did tell me about it.
Actually, I think I do know.
No, it's not anything like that. What do you think?
Yeah, give it, like, if you have an actual guess, I'd see if you know.
You're going to announce that you're going to cosplay Deku October in Halloween?
That's not it, but I already announced that, but that's a good guess. But I
something
Mario
related.
I do plan on doing some kind of costume.
Anytime Rob announces something, it's My Hero related.
Shut up. All right.
Midoriya.
I am officially announcing that it's hoodie season, dude.
Oh my God, is this?
It's hoodie season.
You actually?
It's finally hoodie season. It's official. Get your hoodies. I want to see them while you're listening. It's hoodie season. It's getting a little colder. Now I can finally wear them comfortably in the house, dude. See, you knew it was coming and you forgot. And I'm really upset.
I thought you had something serious to announce.
That is serious. Our listeners,
I'm actually
should,
with Rob. Hoodie season is a big deal.
Our
for me.
Listeners oh should God. Know that it's okay to wear a hoodie all day. If you go to work in a hoodie, dude, you got the coolest job in the world, because you should be able to wear a hoodie that's professional and you can always wear it. I love hoodies. I would wear a hoodie every day if I could. I wear a hoodie 3 days times out of the week in the summer.
Here's my problem with hoodies.
Oh, no. It's hoodie season. You can't
I'm
talk.
Just so hot, bro. Like, a hoodie sounds nice, and I put it on. And in 10 minutes, my whole body's like, bro, if you don't take this off, we're going to die.
So you can't wear a hoodie indoors ever? Like, how I'm wearing
usually,
this hoodie right now?
Usually indoors. If the heat is on at all, no.
No.
But if we don't, then it's nice to, like, bundle up.
Don't take this the wrong way. But I'm pretty sure if you were, like, stark naked in, like, 60-degree weather, you'd probably still be sweating.
That's true. That's what I'm saying, dude. No one understands. Like,
a hoodie seasoner vet like me does not know the sweatiness
I
that
run
you deal
hot.
With.
Well,
I'm a veteran.
The thing know? Is, you're talking to the hoodie aficionado, though, because if you do remember,
you,
literally every day of
you
fourth
did.
Grade.
You wore the same Jaguars
same
hoodie.
Same Jaguars hoodie. No matter the time of year.
Every day.
Literally the same Jaguars hoodie every
light blue on the top
day.
Light blue on the top, and then it was like black on the bottom or something
every day.
It's the first time I ever met you. We were wearing that hoodie,
and
see, it was hoodie season then too.
Well, here's the thing,
hoodie season lasts from right like middle October, and it's gonna end right around the middle of November, because then
hoodie
it gets
season
that's
hoodie
cold
season
weather
ends for me, to be honest.
Oh, really? See, when you go outside, then that's like jacket weather. Like, if you're not...
Well, Texas, what? Like, what? Like a winter? What are the like, temperatures?
There's no hoodie seasons
we,
in, like,
we
California.
We have amazing hoodie season here in Texas.
Yeah,
because
Texas
the
is pretty good.
Temperature never goes below, like, 40 most of the time.
Wow. Yeah.
So that it's, like, nice. Just enough to where you can wear a hoodie
nice.
And you don't need anything else. You can just wear the hoodie and
like,
you're set.
Like, 52 degrees with a light breeze, dude, that is, like, the perfect.
That's pretty much Texas all winter round, to
that's,
be honest.
That's the perfect hoodie weather, dude.
If, well, if you like it so much, why don't you go marry it?
That's why I'm announcing it, dude, that it's officially hoodie season. So I really want to see all you guys in your hoodies listening. If you're listening to this right now, like... Turn your camera to show you in your hoodie at this very moment.
Speaking
it's
of hoodies,
season.
I still want my hoodie back.
Oh,
it's still,
oh, you left
you
your
still
hoodie.
Still have
then.
It.
Oh,
I left,
yeah, you got to remind
I
missed,
yeah, that's
my
not
favorite
on me,
hoodie.
Bro. I was like, that's not
that's
on me.
That's my favorite hoodie. That hoodie's been through some shit, so
you
I need that back. I'm still waiting for that.
And it's hoodie season, so he needs it now
more than ever. I have a lot of hoodies, but that's but that's the hoodie.
And like,
so.
I'm excluding like California, like if you guys are on the coast, like Florida, it's never hoodie season.
Those don't count. Those don't count. Well, no one cares about those.
California maybe sometimes.
Florida has perfect hoodie. I mean, literally, if you wanted to, you could go hoodie all winter or windbreaker.
Or a windbreaker. I like windbreakers.
Like windbreaker and shorts was like what I would wear in the wintertime when I lived in Florida.
So it's like windbreaker season over there. Maybe it's like a windbreaker kind of thing over there. I can't talk for Florida, but I can talk about Colorado and the Midwestern kind of states. Get ready, baby. Get those hoodies ready. I got a solid like rotation of like 16 hoodies I counted the other day that I just rotate through. Love them.
Well, all the ones I use, Claire just takes.
So. Yeah. I ordered this hoodie, dude, and I messed up and got a small. And it still kind of fits, which is good to know that I can still shop at Baby Gap. But, you know, like...
You're just trying to flex on them. I get it.
No. And it's just like... And then, but like the shirt comes out the bottom. Like it's too long. Yeah. It's just a bad look. I messed up.
Right. I think you look great.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you want to weigh yourself real quick.
Oh, yeah. We want to weigh ourselves. Jim's been going great. It sucks. I hate it.
I thought you were like talking about a guy named Jim. Do we know him?
I'm wearing a hoodie, too, because, again, it is hoodie season, so this will add a few pounds.
Are you wearing a hoodie right now, Boone?
No, but I'm wearing a long sleeve, so I pretty much always
have
something.
You do like long sleeve, don't you?
Yeah, because if I can avoid anyone seeing as much of me as I possibly can, that's optimal.
Weigh 164.9, because that's 164.9. Because now we're just gaining muscle out here.
You'll have to keep track of you. I don't know originally.
I mean, I think I was.
But muscle does weigh more than fat.
Exactly.
So.
And that's what I like to tell myself, you know? I'm going to get down on myself.
Hey, don't. You're doing great. You're doing great, kid.
It's a lot, dude. I hate it, but I also love it a lot.
Okay. So, now real topics.
Yes.
China. No.
What is everybody's scores for Shadowkeep?
Blue, why don't you start?
Yeah, I would love to. Okay, here, fine, I'll start.
I mean, I'll start. I'm just
saying.
Okay,
you want to start?
Like, okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. RPG elements, sick. I like it.
We like them.
Moon being old, not sick. I don't like it. Monte Carlo, why is that back? No one cares about that.
I didn't even like it.
Also, buff scout rifles.
Still?
Buff scout rifles 2019. This is the revolution of our generation, is to buff scout rifles. God damn it. Anyways, I give it like a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Okay. I would say like as content wise it's like a 7, but like updates to the game, like the sandbox updates are like a 9 out of 10 for me.
Okay. 9 out of 10.
Really? You like the sandbox that much? What part about the sandbox?
Well, like all the things they added, they had artifacts. You have all these new mods from the season. You could make cool little builds. The Nightfall is so sick because it's like a whole.
I haven't done that one.
You have all these different, like, you have I'm sure you guys saw them, like, you have the different mods that, like, for busting shields or for shooting unstoppable champions or for stuff like that. That's all stuff that got added and stuff that is cool as far as, like, new. Like actual gameplay elements.
Yeah, that's
for like the actual content. It's like a 7 out of 10 for me.
7 out of 10. That's not like a bad score, right? Your 7 out of 10 is like pretty average.
Well, what would, for reference, what would you put like the lowest score of an expansion? Like Curse of Osiris, what would that have
Curse
been?
Of Osiris was like a fucking 2 out of 10 expansion. Oh my god. Curse of Osiris was so bad.
Do you still have the footage? Of us playing.
I think we all still have that footage. I recorded that footage.
I know I deleted it.
I still have it, and I watched over it, and we go to town on it. Fruit's like, it's
guys,
so weird because this is the one time Fruit's trying to be positive. But me and Rob were like, shut up, you idiot.
This sucks.
This expansion sucks.
I was like, let's play through Curse of Osiris because I'd been to Bungie before it had released. And so I'd seen, I'd played the entire campaign. Like, you got 2 hours. Like, play as much as you can. I'd be in, like, an hour and a half. So I was like, I've already beaten it all. But I was like, when I was doing it, like, I was playing by myself, and the story was, like, pretty interesting. I was listening to it myself.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm into, like, time travel, all that kind of stuff. So that was pretty cool. I was like, maybe they'll like that. We go back, and I'm like, just listen to the story. You guys didn't need, like, cutscenes. You're like, just get, like, skip, or, like, Omega LOL.
Fruit would be like, hey guys, so what do you think of the Emmy? Robbie is like, Omega Lil, nice area. Omega Lil, Mercury's a square. Omega Lil.
Yeah. It's just like, you really want me to listen to the story, bro? Like, there's way more going on over here that I could be upset about.
It was like an alternate reality. It was 2 hours of Rob and Blue tearing apart Destiny and me being like, it's not that bad. It was bad.
I deleted that footage because I think it was taking up like 100 gigs on my computer because it was just like 4 hours of just Rob.
We went in on that expansion. Yeah.
It was originally supposed to be a video and there was nothing to salvage. There's nothing.
Nothing ever came of it.
No.
So what's a 10 then? If that's a 2.
Forsaken.
Okay, so Forsaken is a 10.
Forsaken's easy 10.
Taken King would be a 10.
Yeah, would you have said Taken King's a 10 too?
Taken King's a 9 for me. Forsaken's definitely my favorite one. I think Forsaken's the best expansion in Destiny of all history. Taken King was like dope, but I think Forsaken was better. Just because, I don't know, like, the game's better.
Yeah.
The D2, I think, I know people love D1, but I just think D2 is a better game.
It is. In certain aspects. I think like the reason why we are all so nostalgic about D1 is because it was so new and it was like exciting. But now that
we literally never played anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think I'm not itching to be like, oh, I got to go back to D1, man. No. Unless that means console for us.
So my score, I would probably, give like a 6 out of 10. Granted, I haven't played since the raid, so let's just take that with a grain of salt. And then also, my MMR in Destiny is like, I play with the guys who just transferred to PC and are learning how to play, so it's great. So for me,
you're literally throwing games.
For me, Crucible is great. I'm having a great time. I have been having so much fun in Crucible, and that's because my MMR is just garbage. And
didn't you got to like 3,000 in comp just in like 2-3 hours?
I did. Yeah, I'm not. Like, yeah,
absolute blueberries.
I literally went. I went 28-0. I did not lose a single game. I'm not kidding you. Like in the freelance, I didn't lose a single game. I think I won 19 straight games on my Titan, and then I won 10 straight games on my Hunter.
Bro, Blue and I. Granted, we were playing at like 2 a.m. or whatever, but at zero glory, we're playing Unbrokens. All the sweatiest loadouts, full stacks, like comms at like.
I was the best player in my lobby, bar none.
The matchmaking, the matchmaking was so busted this season because you have legit like because no one was playing comp that early that season, and me and Fruit have a lot of time in PvP, so naturally the game's gonna be like, oh, so you play a lot of PvP, huh? Well, I guess we should take that skill you have from fucking quick play, throw that into comp. How's that seem? And obviously the answer is, it's terrible.
We're playing the people who are like, D2 should be an eSport. Like, that's the people we're playing.
I'm playing the kids who are like, D2 has PvP? That's what? Like, yeah. And it's awesome.
This isn't a controller.
So the whole, okay, like, memes aside, like, it's okay. I really hate the fact that the best way to level up your light quickly is playing comp. Like, that is my biggest gripe with the entire leveling up system. You can...
I mean, that was granted that that's also for like if you were rushing down as fast as you wanted one character in the first week, because otherwise you do your powerfuls and all your characters and you like
do your powerfuls and then you would still do your bounties for comp or for Crucible, and then whenever you level up one of those things you would notice you get two powerful drops instead of just one, so you're gonna go, oh, like any player's gonna go, oh, well, this is faster than if I do that. You can literally do like 6 hours of PvE and you can get that all accomplished in maybe an hour or two in PvP. And it's it goes by like that.
It's something like from 0 to 5,500, you have over 20 powerful drops. And it's not hard because the ranking system is so, like, legit. You on a 5-streak and you win a game on a 5-streak, you get like 400 comp points. So getting to 5,500, if you win all of them, especially on Rob's MMR, is like, Rob probably went up like 10 light in 2 hours.
I went 28. It was crazy. I swear to God. Wish I had, because like I tried to go on like the Bungie like game history thing and it was down. Like when I tried to look, because I like wanted to like actually know the number, but I think it's somewhere in like 28.
I only wish I could find those blueberries, bro.
Oh, I'll put like a clip up on like the video one, dude. It is so funny. Like of just the kids I'm running away from and stuff. It's awesome. So I'm really like having a lot of fun in that PvP kind of regard, but I hate that I just have to like.
Sure you are.
Like it's fun, but I know
playing people who don't have opposable thumbs.
I know it's like not where I'm supposed to be. So if like Bungie knew I was in there, but whatever. I like the PV like E side of it. I didn't realize the moon would be so like overused of like Same. Old stuff. I thought it would. I was under the impression with like all the red kind of stuff. I was like, oh, we're going to like a new part of the moon.
Yeah, that was just the Scarlet Keep
yeah,
part.
Yeah, like the Scarlet ride, part whatever. Is like basically the only new part. Or that Scarlet Wide and then like the Sanctuary kind of. They kind of changed that area a little bit.
When we got to the area where it was that first light map.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute. Like, this was a D1 map.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I just was not under the impression that they would literally just kind of like... Well, I know it's not as simple as just like click and dragging it over, but I just imagine they're just like have two monitors. One monitor's Destiny 1 and one monitor's Destiny 2. Like
drag.
And they just literally hold the file and go. Like, I know it's not that simple, but in my mind, that's how it goes.
I think for, especially this is, I think most of us are probably thinking... are being really lenient with them because this is their first expansion without them having like Activision studios helping them. Cause they had two other studios helping them with big expansions. Like Forsaken was a three studio expansion. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you put it, I mean, and I don't really think Shadowkeep's a $35 expansion.
No.
Right. It's for me, that's like a solid $20. Okay, this is like the expansion I would expect to get from like House of Wolves size type expansion, right?
Yeah,
but
not the
a little bigger than that. I mean, you know, it's obviously big. I mean, it's like this is pretty much like a Rise of Iron expansion, right? It's not huge, but
it's bigger than Rise of Iron, though.
I would say with the new Nightfall and obviously having like a new raid and all the small details they changed in the sandbox, I think it's more than Rise of Iron play.
The thing that loses me, though, is the fact you look at Rise of Iron and Shadowkeep. And Rise of Iron had 70 weapons.
A whole new...
Well, new area, like but 70 weapons like in the loot pool. And Shadowkeep has like 22 or something.
That's
including
that's
like raid and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Yeah. That's why it's like... That's the unfortunate part.
I did not know
part.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no... I think that's the reason why I say it's probably about as Rise of Iron size for me, because there is less than 20 new weapons in, or something like that. Maybe it's just above, but it's something like 20 new weapons to get. And obviously you have like 10 of them are moon weapons, right?
Yeah,
so those
are
all quest
moon,
weapons.
The Vex.
Yeah, those ones you can get
ones.
From like those coloring, like yeah. different color ones or whatever. You know,
but there's no...
They're like bounties. You go and complete the activities, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's no like new weapons in the base like world pool. There's no vendor refresh. And we've had these vendors
since
Wait,
for a whole year.
No vendor
some
refresh?
Some of the vendor pools we've had for 2 years.
Most of them, like the Vanguard and the Crucible and...
Have had the same thing.
Yeah.
Vanguard especially.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Vanguard especially has had most of their loot pool has been the same since Destiny 2's vanilla. It
oh
might be like
God.
Updated to
and
like
we're just
be compatible.
Get away
but...
with this.
Well, I mean, we're
most
not.
Most people are complaining. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Reddit, every other post is like, Shadowkeep's cool and all, but you got to reset the vendors.
Yeah.
Or like this is cool and all. Like it just blows my mind that like literally aside from the moon weapons, Vex invasion weapons, and the raid weapons, those are the new weapons. Like that's it. And then you have Monte Carlo. And
who nobody asked for that back, by the way.
Absolutely nobody. Yeah. I still think it's a useless exotic.
Have you gotten the new one?
I've played with it, but still, like the whole melee trading thing, it's like that just...
It still has the same perk and everything?
They've reworked it. It's not exactly the same.
Reworked it to, like, it was dog shit, and now it's just
shit. Still pretty bad, yeah. The gun as a whole doesn't really lend itself to much, but Ariana's Vow, but everyone gets that.
Mm-hmm.
Which that is a dope gun, but
that is a dope gun.
That's the hand cannon, right?
Mm-hmm, the scoped hand cannon. But like that's pretty much it.
We are getting a bow, and I don't know if it's next week. I think it's the week
the
after.
Comp or the heavy, the
which is another exotic quest bow. Yeah, the heavy
is there
bow.
Is there a raid exotic?
Yeah,
Yeah, Divinity.
But isn't that a quest?
Well, I mean, well, it's just a raid like Legend quest.
You still have to do raid content to get it.
Yeah.
There's like a whole like puzzle
system.
But there's
system. No it's, like... It, but,
think
but
of, think like Outbreak Prime, basically.
But there's no 100K voices. Like
Well, I mean, that is what it is. But instead of having it locked behind a random drop of the boss, it's a quest. Just like we had Legend of Acrius, Outbreak Prime.
No, we don't like that. We don't want
I
that.
Like I that. I like that because Outbreak Prime was like the most satisfying raid exotic for me, right? And it's because it follows the exact same path as Divinity.
So it's not like the Trabaja when like you get it from...
It's a random
We don't
drop,
all have no. your luck where we get it. You second run or whatever. Okay, right.
It was first. My first run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why not everyone has I that like luck. It. Like, there are people who's like, this is my 47th week going for
but
1K
like, that's
voices.
Cool. Like, that's cool. Like, at that point, it becomes a meme and it's awesome and you like, and that's something you're striving to get. Like, that's,
I would kill
that,
myself.
Like, that should be cool. That shouldn't be something that's like, we don't like. We should like that. Like
I would agree with
something.
That. I would agree with that if 70% of the player base
didn't, yeah, like
did actually
did
raid.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, because the 20%
it's still,
that actually
I think it's
it.
Still only like 20% or so of players that 30% maybe that even touch the raids.
If and here's the thing too, if it was a, they could even make it a smaller chance at a clear, but you had more than three chances a week if you run every single character. Because that's the thing, you run it three times, you don't get it. Well, wait until next Tuesday. Three times, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Wait until next Tuesday.
That's just how it goes, dude.
Like, but if you did it like WoW, for instance, like a boss has a 1% drop, you can just keep fighting the boss. So at least that way, like,
yeah.
You have...
The
but,
normal versions of those are more accessible than the baseline Destiny raids, though, unfortunately. And that's why most people don't do them, is because you need six people. You can't matchmake the raids, and that would go terribly if you matchmade the raids, because the raids are so mechanic heavy.
Well, see, Blue, I thought, like, when you got the Divinity, I was like, oh, dang, Blue got the raid exotic already. I was like, that's sick. I was like, that's so dope. But, like, now, like, that you did a quest, it's cool still, I
guess. Well, here's the thing, too, though. If they were to also lock it behind random drop, though, in this expansion, that was one of three exotics, whatever we got, and it's like...
Yeah, I can see in that regard.
Like, if you give us more weapons... And some of them are hard
like,
to find,
like,
but we already have such a small pool.
And then here's another thing I have a problem with Shadowkeep is I wish they left the contest modifier on for something you could like do, you know, like you could do later, like a separate
I
kind
agree,
of
100%.
You know,
oh, you can
like
turn
is,
it on, you mean?
Yeah, so yeah. You could like turn it on or something like that and like do it and try and do it like on the contest modifier, like on
That'd
just
cool.
a given Tuesday.
Yeah.
And like maybe like if they put like harder or like different kind of loot drops in there and have that be like a prestige mode or something like that, that would be so cool because the raid is so much harder. So much harder on
and goblins
contest.
Are like one shotting you.
Yeah, like when like you see a goblin and a cyclops, you're like Jesus,
and you got to take cover. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like you're seeing a World War Z zombie coming at you, like it's terrifying. And like and you don't get to do that other than that 24 hours, right? Because there's no other way to do contest modifier besides hard locking yourself to 920.
And you would have to somehow make sure all your gear is like 920, and then even then you have an artifact that will
yeah that'll
give you, yeah, so it's hard.
Stupid. And I just wish that like, they had a separate thing for it, and they don't, and I don't get why. Just make some extra loot for it and stuff.
Well,
because but then you have people going, oh my god, I don't get that loot because it's too hard.
If they ever did that, it would be like a, because I agree with, because other MMOs have like crazy hard,
like Mythic.
I know Destiny's not an MMO, like, but like Final Fantasy, for instance, insane super hard version of the raid that not everyone does, like maybe like obviously only hardcore players are going to get that.
Yeah.
But and I think that's what Bungie wants to do with contest on day one, because they know that's, you know, only hardcore people are going to be doing the raid on the first week. So I think that's as far as they're going to go for now.
Yeah. I mean, at least we have it. I still think it's like,
yeah,
it's way better than before where it was like just grind as hard as you can so that you're stomping the levels. And
yeah,
like, yeah. It's definitely the right idea, but yeah, like keeping it in place to where you can challenge yourself like that.
And like, I think that'd be cool because like, say when the next day one raid challenge comes, it's cool to be like, hey, let's go and play the contest modifier on Last Wish or something like that. That'd be cool to go and try something like that. But no, you just have to do it on normal.
Well,
and there's no hard mode for this raid too, right?
Not yet. I mean, I assume they'll release it like they always do.
No, they're probably not gonna. They'll they
Never mind.
They haven't released hard modes since Forsaken came out. They just do raid challenges. So like,
yeah, challenges.
Also, yeah. If you have the 24 emblem, it doesn't work. It's fine. If you have the 24 emblem and you beat it without the contest modifier, and
Bungie,
I see you went. Wait, what?
Bungie said they're not doing that.
Oh, they are. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was about to go off on them. I was like, if you wear that emblem and you didn't beat it on contest, I was like, I hate you.
And we'd go off on them too, unless we went to this ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And welcome back to this episode of GG Over Easy. We'll wrap up Destiny Talk and then move forward. I never gave it my rating.
Yeah, what is it?
Probably, yeah, like 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Content was cool. Here's the thing. I also, it's like tentative because, again, I haven't really touched it since the raid either.
Mm-hmm.
The raid was fun. Always nice to get like a full-fledged raid like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't touched the invasions or...
Offensive.
I've been hearing really good things about the Nightfall. Especially like the 980, you can set it to whatever. Yeah.
So sick. Wait, so what's different about it? It's just a different, you can just do difficulties?
That's blue.
It's probably only super sick right now because we are very underleveled from it.
Okay.
So
it's like an actual challenge.
Yeah, so it's an actual challenge. But even then, it's going to take people a very long time to get on level to it.
Yeah, you like set it to 980, mm-hmm. right? Or you can.
Yeah. Well, 980 is the master difficulty, right?
And the cool part, though, is, yeah, you're probably going to say it.
The cool part is, obviously, there's a lot of new, you have, like, all those new unstoppable champions, the barrier champions, the overload champions, so you need to, like, really plan your loadout. Like, someone's got to go in with a shield breaker, someone's got to go in with an overload, someone's got to go in with
an unstoppable. In the sense of, like, your artifact? Like,
yeah, like that little thing we had to put on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That thing was cool.
So, like, you got to throw, like, a shield-breaking mod on your hand cannon, like, because if you don't, then when they put up their shields, like, you might not even be able to out-DPS their shield, stuff like that. So, okay. It's cool, and obviously it's difficult, so people have to, like, really strategize going into it. The cool part is you can constantly farm it for the endgame materials to masterwork, like, armor and stuff, so, like, Ascendant Shards.
Apparently has, like, a higher drop rate for stuff, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and like apparently has a very high drop rate for exotics.
And yeah.
Oh.
So, like...
Oh, so you can get everything in the game in two days.
Well, no, that's what it should be. You can play the hardest difficulty stuff to have a better chance at that stuff. I mean, it's just like Borderlands, like switching from Mayhem 1 to Mayhem 2.
Do you only get to do it once per character? Like for
you
your
can do
drops?
It as many times as you want.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cool part, and you're probably like, oh, you get everything in a week, we'll make a little... I mean, for reference, people like Giggs and Glad and like literally best players in the game who literally live and breathe this game. Their first time doing the Nightfall took like 2 hours.
That's sick. That's what it should be, you know? Like,
that reminds me of first week Destiny trying to do Sepix, literally just like hiding, shooting one mob, and like that, like 3 hours in, you wipe and you go to orbit. Oh my god.
That and that stupid Thorn quest. That was the stupidest thing ever. I hated that one. I can't believe you made it. That was like 3.5-4 hours.
You want challenges? Well, then you go.
But that was sweet though,
because then you got the Thorn. Kicked orbit too. That was the kicker too.
Oh yeah.
When that stupid guy thought he had
bubble
and he smashes. Oh my god.
I don't know where we got that guy. That was like a guy off your friends list or something. I think you booted him.
that was the end. But so yeah, with that stuff, having not played some of that content though, but I'm hearing good things. My biggest thing though is most of the content, especially playing through originally, like it's cool to have the moon back, but not as like that was the main content portion.
Mm-hmm.
And like, again, aside from really the Scarlet Keep, it's the same. You have the Lost Sectors, which are cool, but aside from
the Lost Sectors are cool for the first time you do them, though.
Oh, yeah. But I do like how like they have kind of have like little mechanics now. Was more interesting than just like pew, pew, rush in. Yeah.
These are probably the coolest Lost Sectors you've ever gotten, for sure.
Yeah, they're like probably like the most involved.
I wish the public events were different too. Like, you can't give me one new public event or like
gotta agree with that, for sure.
Two new public events, like, yeah. I don't want it, like, because like when you're grinding your light level after you're done with campaign, more often than not you're going to be doing public events, and you can't give me just one new one.
So it's important to note as well with your complaint of public events, because it is true. It's important to note before the comment section comes at us.
I don't care.
The way that they're doing these expansions from now on, from what it seems, even big expansions, is that they're still going to be releasing the content over a period of time. So there's still stuff in Shadowkeep that we haven't had yet. They're still going to be adding campaign related stuff over time. We have like exotic quests coming out that we don't even know about yet. We have possibly new activities that we don't know about yet. Vex Offensive is a seasonal arena. So that's like something that's only there for this season, and the next season they'll have something different and stuff like that. So we don't know everything yet. But from what we've played, comment section, stay calm. This is our opinions on what we've played so far.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'll say this too. I listened to a GDC talk from the creator of Path of Exile this week. Mm. And you know what Path of Exile is?
Of course.
Blue. You probably know, right?
I do know what Path of Exile is. North is, I don't know if you guys know who Norf is. The dude loves Path of Exile. He could talk all day about it and I could listen to him. He's a great guy.
But so he essentially, he did this GDC talk about how they're able to get players to play their game forever or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like the systems they put in place. But he talks about how they have to crank out content. They do like seasonal updates every like 13 weeks. And it goes from like really big to like big expansion, small expansion, big expansion, small expansion, like resetting seasons, blah, blah, blah. But they talk about how they do this is creatively reusing assets. And I think that's kind of similar to like Destiny, which is why like Strike Boss is a big ogre, because instead of making, rigging, animating, going through this entire new process just for this one boss, you can change the mechanics without needing new things. But that's why like most people are skinned the same, or like, you know, like Rise of Iron or whatever. It's like, oh, they're SIVA people, but they're like same kind of thing. I think it's the same thing where it's just like, they have to look at effort versus like time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if we put in this much just to make them look a little different, or take this, change some, like you have to figure it, like focus on the important stuff. And so I think that's the only way they're even able to right now get content out. And I think that's the difference. Yeah.
So are we going to get like a old, like if we got like what, Mercury or something like that, or some planet we don't have from Destiny 1.
Venus or whatever.
Yeah, Venus.
Yeah.
Is it going to be exactly like how it was in Destiny 1?
I mean, that probably
seems like.
Yeah, it would be like Mars, where there's probably like another segment somewhere, like the Scarlet Keep. But then I assume what we had before, too, would be the same.
Well, because like Mars was different than the last time we went to Mars. Yeah. So I thought like maybe when we go to the moon this time, I was like, oh, we'll be on the dark side of the moon this time. No.
That'd be kind of sick, but again, they're only one studio now. So we're going to be seeing a lot more what they do with Pax of Exile. They're going to try and creatively use assets. I don't think the moon is a creative reuse of an asset because it's really just one new area, but I don't mind because the game has been reusing assets for a long, long time. And that stuff, the stuff that I don't notice is the stuff that is sick. I mean, I notice it after the fact I play it, but I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I just don't really like, hey, you remember that exotic from Destiny 1? Well, here's it back, but we didn't change anything. That's where it's like, meh.
We could certainly talk about this for a lot longer. Yeah. But for the sake of time and some viewers who possibly, you know, maybe are like, eh, Destiny, Omega Lol. Well,
Rob's
hopefully I'll remember and put like a timestamp down below. Or at the beginning, I said when to roughly.
Yeah. I mean,
44 minutes in. 40s. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so. We'll swap over to college stories.
College stories, wacky times.
We'll always have plenty to talk about Destiny and gaming.
Yeah.
We'll always throw that in. But just like content, we should be variety because that's fun. You know, everybody gets a little bit of everything. So this is up to Blue and Rob. They're the ones that evidently have some crazy stories.
Wacky times.
So, do you really like not have any, though, Fruit? Like, nothing like where you're just like, man.
What did he do in college, bro?
Here's my freshman.
I saw him at one party one time, and I wanted to beat him up because of his fucking costume. It was so dumb.
Oh, my Halloween costume? Dude, what do you mean? I was genius.
So dumb.
I think I talked about this before. Yeah, we actually honestly did this on the GGO. I think we did this for the Scuff GGO Over Easy. We did like a Halloween episode.
Oh, really?
I think I talked about this, yeah. So we won't talk about it much. But essentially, I was One Direction. I had a white t-shirt. I drew an arrow.
Oh, God. You bring this up, like, I'm sorry for bringing it up. I'm sorry for asking him.
Boo.
No.
He'll bring this up.
That's clever.
Periodically, because he's so proud of it.
God. Kick your ass. I was like, I'm kicking you out of our party.
I was like, what are you? I was like, One Direction.
They're like, huh.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Like, not like.
This guy.
But just people like, very funny. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was like. People's disappointment was fulfilling for me.
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
Yeah. So, I'm freshman year for me was chilling with my buddy in my dorm playing League of Legends.
Well, let me tell you what my freshman summer was like. Well, it wasn't freshman year. It was when you're done with freshman year and you're going into sophomore year, whatever that transition summer is. So I guess
between freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, between freshman
summer
and
after
sophomore
freshman
year.
Yeah. Of college.
So let me preface this story with drugs are stupid, all right? So if you take away anything from this, take away what Rob did at the time, and drugs are stupid and don't do drugs. All right, we'll go into the story now. So here is this picture of my face. I'll edit it right here. Look at that. Wow, Rob. Nice. Sweet editing. And I was like, I'll tell this crazy college story.
Why don't you describe for the audio listeners what the picture is?
The picture is me with a black eye on my right eye, and I had like some road rash down the side of my face as well, and I had no feeling in my thumbs for a little bit. You figure out why.
Wow, you saw that in the photo.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you could feel it too. So anyways, it's my sophomore year. I must be got 19, 20, just stupid, just thinking I'm invincible and the world is my oyster.
Wait, you've changed?
Yeah, believe it or not, I've changed.
Love you.
So we're going down. My buddy, I'll call him Tim. Buddy Tim calls me. You know who Tim is. Buddy Tim calls me. He says, yo, bro, got some acid. I heard your parents are in London right now. Drop some acid. And I'm 20. I was like, word, dude. Let's do this. Like, whatever. I'm 20. Parents are in London. What's the worst that could happen? So Buddy comes over. Tim comes over. And we go, Tim, like, we never done this before. Like, how much did we take? He goes, oh, take 3 tabs. And I was like, 3 tabs, right? And he goes,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
And he goes, 3 tabs. And I was like, how many are you taking? He goes, 5. And I was like, damn, dude. Whenever I hear, like, the crazy, like, kids who go to EDM shows, they're the thing, they're like, dude, I dropped 1 tab of acid, and it was lit at Bass Nectar. And I'm like, sick, John. Like, have fun, man. So we take these tabs of acid, bro. And in about an hour, we're just like listening to music, dude, and all of a sudden just hits you, dude. And it's like, it was like, woo. You know, like the traditional, like when you see somebody drop acid, like, hey, man, like, what's going? It's seriously like that, man. So we're about like an hour into it. Everybody's like kind of tripping out. We're having a good time. And like by a good time, I was like, I hate this. Like, this is awful. I want this to be over. And like, cause that's like all I was thinking. And like when I was tripping that bad, dude, time moved so slowly. Like I was like, I want to be out of here. I want to be sober again. This is awful. And when you're like in that,
this was your first time doing.
Yeah, exactly. This is like my first time doing it. And I'm like just tripping out. Well, is this
to specify like your first psychedelic?
Yes, this is no. Actually, no, it's not. I had done shrooms previously in college. It's college, Rob, right? Wild kid. He's a wild kid.
Don't do drugs.
Wild kid. So we're just tripping out, dude, and I'm like having a terrible time. So I go into the shower, all my clothes on, dude, and I'm just sitting under the shower, like just spraying myself with water. And I'm like, I need this to be over. I need this to be over. I need this to be over. And then all of a sudden I hear banging on the door, and that like is freaking me out. And it's my buddy Tim. Tim is naked right now, peeing down the hallway of my parents' house, just peeing and running down yelling, "We're all on acid." And I go, oh my.
He's honest.
And I go, you know what? There's no way this is happening. Like, there's no way Tim would be naked right now. I'm just tripping out. Like, this isn't real. And then all of a sudden, Tim, who is, let me rephrase this, naked, he is butt naked, runs out of my house. He is now out in the middle of my neighborhood, butt naked, yelling, "We're all on acid. We're all on acid." And I just am looking at him. I'm just like at this point, because like I had showered in all my clothes. I just put on like a pair of shorts. So I'm on. No, my fault. I'm in a pair of shorts. No, I'm Commando. But right. But I got shorts on, you know. So we ain't naked, but we free balling.
Free balling, yeah.
We free balling out here.
Respect.
And I see Tim running out the thing, and I go, "There's Tim outside of my house, naked, yelling, 'We're all on acid. This is not happening.' So I'm going to go chase Tim and bring him back in the house." So I'm running after Tim while he's doing this. I'm like dragging him back in my house. Granted, I'm still tripping. And then I just see neighbors all out just looking, all on the phone. I wonder who they're calling, right? So I'm like dragging him back in. I get Tim back in the house. I get Tim back in. And I'm like, "Tim, you got to chill out, dude." I was like, "I think this is real. Like, this is actually happening." And then my brother Mitch is like terrified downstairs. He's downstairs crying while this is going on. I'm like, "This is insane." Bang, 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 dude. Guess who's at the door? Cops. Boom, boom, boom. Cops, dude. Guess who it is? Cops. We run out. Tim, gone, dude. Still naked, dude. I'd see like four cops just go running right after him. And then I'm just standing in my house going, I'm on acid. There's cops in front of me. And let me preface this. This is probably about 2 hours into like our trip. 2 hours. This is all that took, was about 2 hours. And it's like broad day. It's like 11 o'clock on a Sunday. Like, it's like early.
How long is the trip like supposed to last?
It depends on like how much you take. Those three tabs, I should be tripping all day, like at least like 10 hours. You'll figure out how long I was. Anyways. So I'm just like looking at cop in front of me. Outside. Cop in front of me, outside. I make a run for it. I don't know why at the time I made a run for it, but I did, dude. And I'm an athlete, all right? Cops in like a uniform and pants and shoes and like they're like heavy equipment, dude. They're not catching this. So I'm hauling, dude. I'm like, no one's catching me, dude. I'm going. I'm free. Like, there's no way they're catching me. And I'll never forget it. It's the only thing that I vividly like remember from this whole experience. I'm running. I'm like, I'm the fastest man alive. I'm hauling right now. Run, 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 dude. And I gotta stand up for it. I'm running, running, running. And out of nowhere, right here, just right into this position. And all of a sudden, I just face first right into the ground. They had shot a taser gun at me and shot me in the back with a taser gun, no shirt or anything to kind of block the voltage, straight onto my bare back.
Can't run a taser, apparently.
Exactly. So I'm running. I lose all motor functions. My muscles just all this is all I remember. And then
he looks like David Hasselhoff when he's escorting SpongeBob in the ocean.
Exactly. So that happens. I go face first right into the concrete. So that's like how I have like the little kind of Mike Tyson-esque scar right here. And so at that point, I had two prongs in me from the taser gun. And I had about maybe 4 to 5 cops on my back. So I had like 4 or 5 cops like holding me down, like, you have the right to remain silent, saying all this stuff. And I was like, 9/11, like 9/11. It was weird, dude. Like they have it all written in the police report, like what I said. It was weird. I was on a spout about 9/11 or something like that. I was just like 9/11, like 9/11. And then like I break out, dude. Those 4 cops ain't nothing for me. I'm on adrenaline, dude.
It was quite a drug.
It was weird, dude. I was like so hyped up. Throw those like 4 cops off me. Boom. Running again. See you later. Right back to it, man. They tase me again. So, well,
the prongs are probably still back in you, right?
So
they could probably just...
Well, the prongs, when you shoot a taser, it comes off of the gun. So you can like take it off the gun. So like I was running with like almost like toilet paper. Like when you come out and it's like dragging on you. Like it was almost like that. So I get tased again. So now I have 4 prongs in my back. And now I have like 9 cops on me. So like they're all on my back, like pushing me down, holding me down. You'd think I was like The Rock or something, how many people they had on top of me. And meanwhile, I'll never forget, I was like on the side like this. And like I was just looking at like a little girl who was like just watching. I was like, Jesus, dude. So
what have I done?
So like, no, but like a part of me was like, this is still all a trip, dude. Like this is all like, you're like, what? Like this is wild. And we're in the ambulance and they go, do you have anybody we can call? And I'm still going on about 9/11. It's saying in the police, I read it all. And it's still saying I'm like spewing about stuff about 9/11 or something. And then they go, do you have a phone number? And I say my mom's phone number like that. And I roll up into the hospital. They had me on a like a gurney thing or whatever, like the thing they like roll you in. And I was like, going to heaven. I'm like, when you do acid, it's how you die. It's how you pass on. That's why they don't want you to do it. Because that's how you just pass on to your new life. That's why the government stops it. I swear that's what I was thinking. And 9/11. Then when I roll up into the hospital and like I'm like seeing the lights and all the doctors like looking at me and stuff, I was like, yeah, you fucked up. And this is real. You are in the hospital. And then right as like I hit, came to that realization, dude, here comes my mom rolling into the hospital just crying. Just, and I was like, I'm sorry, mom. She's like, what are you doing? And I don't know. And then like, because I was freeballing and I'm like garnied onto the thing, you can see the show.
Right.
Like,
right.
So like this nurse, bless her heart, puts like a little like towel over me. And I'm like, I'm still kind of tripping at this point. And I'm like, and they had me like, one hand is handcuffed to the top of the thing and like the other is like handcuffed like to the side. So I'm like a Chinese pretzel in the hospital bed. And I'm like, what's wrong with my penis? Like, what is wrong with my penis? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And they're like, nothing's wrong. We're just trying to cover you, man. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, sorry.
Thanks.
And then so like my doctor rolls in and he goes, acid, huh? Like, yeah, doc. Like, fuck you. Just yes. And my mom's like, God, I don't know where I went wrong. And like my sister's there who just loves drama.
Right.
My sister wouldn't show up for my bar mitzvah or anything like that. I'm not Jewish or anything, but like she would never show up to anything like that. But she shows up to this. And she's like, oh, my God, are you okay? I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like before I know it, my aunt's going to probably roll up in here and Steve Harvey. So doctor rolls in and he goes, acid, huh? I go, yeah. He goes, are you still tripping? I went, no. And he goes, you're a pretty good liar. And I was like, okay, yeah. So he's like, can I take out the prongs in your back? Because the police were saying they tased you. So I got to like take those out. So like he rolls me over like a dead fish. I'm over here like hooked like this. And he goes, whoa, I've like never seen that before. I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, the prongs are supposed to just like, boop. They're supposed to be straight when they come in you so that you just like pull them out really easily. The police, when they like got on top of me, had like bent them like into like they like made them hook because they like were pushing it into my back, so they hooked. So the doctor was like, "And this is really gonna hurt, like taking these out." And like I didn't really feel anything or anything. I was like, I don't give, just take him out. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, just take him out. And then, so I'll never forget it, dude. He was like really lagging. He's like, can I take a picture of this? Like, I've never seen this before. And I was like, dude, whatever. Just get these out of me, Doc. And Doc gets me out of them. I'm in the hospital for like another hour. And then they release me. I go home. My dad's in London calling me. Like, what the hell is going on? And it's like, oh my God. The next day we had to go around the neighborhood and be like, hey, I'm sorry you had to see Tim like run out the house like naked. Like, my bad. Like, I'm really sorry. Like, we were on acid. And we had to like go and apologize to every house. And our parents made sure we did every house. It was so, and like, I had that big black eye and the scar on my face, and like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, ma'am. Like, I'm sure you saw yesterday what was going down. And then I like had to explain it all. Long story short, I ended up getting 24 hours of community service for that.
Surprised you only got 24 hours.
Well, the thing what happened was Tim.
Surprised you didn't get like.
Well, so Tim was naked, right? And we had charges of like indecent. He had like indecent exposure on his. So the courts appointed him like a public defender or whatever. Like, the public defender's office took his case because he had some like severe charges, and because we were like represented in the same case, they can't both represent us. So the courts appointed me like a real lawyer, like not a public defender, like a lady who was getting shit done. And at one point she was like, "Why don't we just countersue?" And I was like, "Yeah," Like, why don't we do that? And she brought that up, and the DA's office was like, all right, 24 hours. And we're like, all right.
So my man.
I did my time over at the Goodwill.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was my story about and that. Like, when people ask me, like, what's the worst day of your life? Like, oh, the day I thought I was a 9/11 veteran and went to the hospital and got tased four times. That's what it said, like, in the police monologue, that I claimed I was a 9/11 veteran. Whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that
mean? Like, they say I was going into the... I still have it somewhere. But in the police report, it says I was going into the ambulance with my hand like I was saluting like this, just going like this, and said I was shaking my head. And I was like, what? Yeah, and I was like, 9/11, man. Like, and that's why I never do anything like that ever again. And that's why. And then like I took it as a learning experience. Me and my stepbrother and Tim said, that's it. And I never have done anything like that ever since then. That was 5 years ago. Probably 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I've never done drugs.
Wow. Good.
So I don't have any stories like that.
Good.
I gotta agree. But don't do drugs, kids. Jesus.
Yeah, that's very important.
Blue also has a great story.
Yeah.
Right after these ads. And welcome back to GG Over Easy Podcast.
That was a pretty wild
drugs
story.
Nice. The drugs,
the dare edition.
I'm surprised you weren't just like, Doc, this adrenaline thing, you should try it.
it was weird, man. It was a weird time.
Well, I'm interested to hear Blue's weird time.
Yeah, me too.
Take the floor, please.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So mine's not from the first person perspective.
Okay.
Mine is from the third.
Okay.
The moral of the story, once again, will be: don't do drugs, kids.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
That'll mess you up. Okay. So I went to college in Florida. I went to college in Florida in a very strange time where there were several news stories about how homeless people would eat other people's faces.
Dude, that was like during that time, like when that.
And that was that. Yeah. That was in Orlando, which is where I went to college. Surprise, surprise. So this one was really weird for me because I didn't go to normal college. I went to like an accelerated school. So I didn't have like, I didn't have semesters with different people. It would pretty much be the class you start with is probably going to be the class you graduate with. Some people will fall behind. Some people from other classes will fall behind. But for the most part, the people you know in your class are the people who you're going to know for like the next year and a half, 2 years. So one night, we're coming up on, I have to think of people's fake names now, don't I?
Yeah, I messed up in mine, but I cut it out.
So I go to, so I'm,
You can do like initials too. Maybe that's easier. Just like we'll do C initial. Or
well, I'll figure it out. Anyway, so I'm coming up on like the final like 4 months or so of my design course. So at this point, it's a very small class, and everyone's working like doing study sessions at each other's apartments.
Like 20 we'll kids max.
Four or five. Funny. We oh, okay. Oh, wow. By the oh. end of my like 20, by the end of my class or my whatever. By the end of Go when degrees. We're all about to graduate, there it. Was like maybe 7 people in our class.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You the proud.
The Marines.
And the classes started with like 40 or something. Design. So that's just how it went. We had some people from my like who had fallen like a month behind or two, but I mean we knew who at that point you know people so long they're your friends and you know who they are, right?
Yeah.
So we would have these study sessions, right? Some people would go do their own thing. Some people would stay and just like work on stuff. One night, we'll say I was working on stuff with James and Becky. Okay,
James I love and them. Becky
working on design stuff. Yada yada.
Nice guy.
Great guy.
James decides because James is a huge party animal. James decides, you know what? I'm gonna go out and party because my friends. From who don't even go to this college, who go to like this other college in the town, want to mm-hmm. go party. James is a party animal. He goes to party. I want to say like 4 or 5 hours pass. Me and Becky are just still like working on our design finals. James calls us in a panic. All right. Oh, James doesn't call people in a panic. He never does that. He never calls and is like, hey, I need you guys to come over. No. But this time he did. This time he calls and says, I need you guys to come over right now.
Oh, God.
Our other friend, Carla, right? Our other friend Carla, he was like, Carla's freaking the fuck out. Carla's doing some crazy shit. I need you to come over and calm her down. Oh. So me and Becker are like, all right, that's kind of weird. Whatever. We go over to James's place. Turns out, James is tripping absolute balls on acid.
Okay, so and James is the one freaking out.
And
James is the one freaking out. He's tripping balls on acid with 3 or 4 other people we've never met in our lives.
Jesus.
We don't know who they are.
And you just
but they're tripping balls
mess.
Too.
Ugh.
So you have 5 people tripping balls.
You got
There's one extra person who happens to be there, and that is Carla. We did not know. We didn't know what Carla was on, but the second we pull up to James's apartment, he's walking out. He's trying to leave his apartment with his other friends. They're all freaking out. Carla is legit going off about how everyone is going to die, about how the world is ending, about how just fucking crazy shit. She at that point, she might as well have been like a 9/11 veteran like Rob was, okay? So she's Shut freaking up. Out. We pretty much have to separate her from the rest of the group. I don't know where James went. He just kind of dipped. I guess he went to someone else's apartment in the same complex.
This
but
is
they
just happening
so
like
fast.
Outside. Like at
this is
point.
All happening outside.
Oh, Jesus.
Like in an apartment complex. Mind you, it's like 4 a.m. Okay.
Oh God.
So Carla's freaking out. One of our other friends who we knew who had like taken a break for a month or two, but we're still friends with, mm-hmm. We'll say fucking Ian, okay? Ian comes by and he's like, yo, what's going on? James has called Ian too to come help out. I don't know how many people James called to help him that night, but he apparently called a lot of people. So me, Ian, and Becky are all taking Carla back to her apartment. This is all in the same apartment complex, mind you. So all this shit is going down within
like a block and a half from each
other. Like a block and a half radius.
Jesus.
We take Carla back to her apartment. Up to that point, we just figured, oh, she just took acid. She's just being crazy.
Yeah.
We'll just take her back, classic. Make her comfortable.
Carla.
And, like, she can just trip out in peace and whatever. So Ian brings over his, like, chalkboard because there's nothing more people on acid love to do than just draw shit, right?
It's true.
So we take her back to her apartment. We manage to calm her down after like an hour of her still like going off about shit.
She's just going off about like the world's ending still. And
she's
all
going
that
off about how the world's ending, about how everyone's going to die, about how life is meaningless.
Yeah, Carla.
Shit like
we
that.
We know. We know.
Shit like that, basically. She stops shouting. She seems okay. She goes to her room and we assume, oh, okay. we don't want to invade in her room, right? So we just kind of say, okay, you know, whatever. I'm assuming that she's fine. She comes back out. She seems chill. Another 30 minutes go by, and things go from really harmless to really scary really quickly. Because out of nowhere, the tone just changes, and she just starts, like, trying to look people in their eye, and she starts saying stuff like, I want to kill you.
No way.
Like, legit, like, dead ass. She's like, I want you to die. No cap. She's like, yeah, no man. Cap. Like, it starts getting more aggressive, like, I really want to kill you. And I'm just like, what?
Okay. Like, you are going to, like, kill me, lady.
And mind you, this is all while we're, like, still drawing on the chalkboard to pass time. So she's like, oh, I really want to kill someone.
I'm like, trying to break into this room right now. It's like, freaking me out.
I'm like, what? I'm trying to ignore it. Because at that point, I've been around a lot of people on drugs. That was still the most disturbing to me at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like, was she on acid?
I'm bringing the train back around to the station. Out of nowhere, almost immediately, like, it legit, just something snaps. Me, Becky, and Ian are still sitting in the living room. And this isn't a big apartment. This is a pretty small apartment. Out of nowhere, we just hear like a go by us, and glass breaks because she just threw. She was one of those people who, like, has liquor bottles as decorations on the top of her.
Like, yeah, like, I fucking drink. Like, check out these. Like,
she throws a liquor bottle at us.
No way.
And it just crashes, and we're like, what the fuck? Not even a second later, we turn to look at her in the kitchen. She just starts throwing a bunch of liquor bottles at the living room. I start freaking out. Everyone starts freaking out, and we're like, what the fuck? So we go to the kitchen, which is, again, like a 10-foot distance from us. Yeah. And we're like, yo, Carla, what is going on? She just starts screaming. And she just starts throwing whatever glass she can get. She starts grabbing bottles out of the sink. She starts opening cabinets. She starts getting, like, cups and throws them. She some of the stuff she doesn't even throw at us, she just throws on the ground. And every time she throws it, I could legit, like, hear, like, a giggle come out of her. It was scariest shit I have, like, ever seen.
Demon-esque kind of stuff. Yeah.
So Ian tries to, like, grab her and calm her down. That doesn't help. Because then she just shoves him off.
Restraint or something like that.
She, like, had, like, the power of Jesus, because Ian's not a small man, okay?
Rude,
Ian could beat the shit out of me. She shoves him off somehow. And in the event that she shoves him off, it gets even worse, because now she's not throwing any more glass. She's broken all the glass. Oh, she legit reaches into her cutlery cabinet that she has. And now she's throwing forks and knives and spoons.
Oh, my God.
Watch out for those spoons.
So at this point, we're all freaking out. All of us run to her bathroom because we don't want to.
Just hide.
We don't know what to do. We run to her bathroom. We hole up in her bathroom.
How old are you at this point, by the way? Like, how old? Like,
at this point, I'm still 19.
Oh my God. You're a kid.
I'm like a baby, okay?
You're a kid.
I want to say I was like 19. Becky was like 22. And. Okay. Ian's an older dude. He's like 24, 25.
Okay.
So he's a little more calm about the situation.
How old
than
is the crazy demon lady who's Carla? Throwing knives?
I want to say demon lady is about like 22.
Okay.
So demon lady, Carla, while we're in the bathroom, we just hear her breaking everything. We hear a window break. We hear her throwing around appliances.
Is this like 4 in the morning still? 5 a.m.?
This is, at this point, it's like 6 in the morning. We hear all this shit breaking, and Ian's in the bathroom like, dude, I don't want to call the cops. Like, what do we do?
Bro, you don't.
And I really didn't. I didn't either. And we all had the thought, like, okay, we don't want to call the cops on our friend. Yeah. So we try to go out and we say, look, let's try to calm her down again. There's probably not a lot for her to throw at us.
She's probably run out of ammo.
She's probably run out of ammo is what we were thinking.
She can't throw the cupboard at us. Let's go get her now.
At this point, it had been probably like 5 minutes we were in the bathroom. So me and Becky go outside first. We walk into the living room. She has now somehow taken off all of her clothes. She is butt naked. Oh. Tits out, poon out.
Oh, no.
Tits out, poon out.
That's so awkward, too. It's like, oh, Like, but you don't.
It's so awkward because I know this person. I'm like, oh, I. That's not something I needed to see. Not in the, especially not in this environment where you're trying to murder us.
Yeah.
There's glass all over the floor.
Is she bleeding like from the glass at all, or like?
We assumed she was, but I didn't. Like, there's just so much shit everywhere that we weren't even thinking about that.
Yeah.
It seems calm, and she's just like still breaking breaking the random stuff, like throwing around stuff. There's not a lot to break anymore.
Uh huh.
So we're like, okay, we can handle this. She legit turns around, she picks up a knife, and we're like, nope, 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 nope. So we go. She starts running toward us, and we get into the fucking bathroom.
Oh my god! Again, it's like The Shining, like something. Like, yeah,
here. Yeah, she's literally knocking on the door, like banging on it. And we're like,
no, a cop. I'm calling a cop.
And I'm and I'm just like, we're calling the cops.
Yeah.
Ian's the only one who has a phone. So I'm like, you're fucking doing it right now.
Yeah.
This is clearly above our situation right now. Yeah.
The cops are getting called, Carla. Sorry.
So we call the cops. Ian calls and he says, blah, blah, blah. This is what we're dealing with. And he's still on the phone, and he tells us police are already on the way. Because people from the apartment, obviously, we didn't even think about this. But like, literally, someone throwing around a bunch of glass and screaming, "No shit, people are gonna call the cops."
Yeah.
So
having a good time.
So, we're in the bathroom for not even 30 seconds, and we hear the front door just bust open.
Oh no way!
FBI. It's not the cops. Oh, it's Carla. It's
Carla. Oh.
Carla has made her way outside.
Oh no.
Carla has made her way outside where she is still tits out.
Oh,
there is nothing on. Not a damn thing. And we're like, oh, the cops are already here? We open the bathroom door.
Oh
that is not the cops. So we're freaking out because our friend is naked outside at this point.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, okay, we have to try and get her back in.
I know that.
We have to try and get her back in. As I leave... as we're getting out of her apartment, I don't even realize this until after the like what everything thing? Had kind of calmed down, and I was like, we're trying to go find her because she doesn't have any ammo at this point. The back of my head is bleeding.
Oh no way!
She must have hit me with something, but I didn't even notice it.
Yo, so like adrenaline was just going. You're like, God,
yeah. I was freaking the fuck out. Huh. Something must have hit. Like, I think it wasn't like a deep cut, so she probably just hit me with like a glass at some point.
Or like it like reflected off of the wall or something like that.
Yeah. Back of my head's bleeding. I'm freaking out. It's not like crazy blood, but I notice it. I'm like, oh fuck, Jesus fucking Christ, this is real shit. Yeah. This is real right now. This is really, really like, real. Man, I'm 19. I'm a baby going through this. Like,
realize.
So, the cops get there. We walk outside right when the cops are there. We find Carla on top of someone's car. She has ripped off the windshield wipers. She is now stomping on someone's windshield.
Jesus Christ.
We go outside. We see that, like, the entire, like, everyone at that specific part of the apartment complex is literally watching her stomp on someone's car.
Just wilding out.
Just wilding out. We see a bunch of people watching her. The cops end up tasing her.
Understandably.
They don't just tase her. The taser doesn't completely work. They end up having to tranquilize her.
Oh my. Wait, they carry just, like, tranks?
They gave Tim some tranquilizer, like, to calm him down. Yeah.
Yeah, they end up tranking her. It takes like 3 or 4 cops to take her down. I guess they had called a lot of cops because at this point, probably like 4 or 5 people had called saying, hey, I think some domestic violence shit is happening downstairs.
Yeah. Well, that too, if it was during the height of the bath salts, they're probably already like...
Yeah, just like ready.
Wait, you got to cut that out because they don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll cut
it.
So they trank her. We're legit freaking out. Everyone's watching. Some girl's like, hey, that's my car.
Not anymore, bitch.
she's like, and she's like telling the cops, like, she's stepping on my car. That's my car's windshield. Luckily, Carla apparently didn't have the strength to break a windshield, which is good, but.
Nice. She sort of dented it.
Something like that. Immediately after, the cops pretty clearly find out we're the ones who were with her.
Yeah.
As you can see, a dude's back of his head is bleeding.
Yeah.
they start asking questions like, what happened? Do you, like, how do you know her? Yada, yada. They end up having two cops go into her apartment. And they keep us there for like 30 minutes before they question us anymore. They kind of say, hey, we need you guys to stay right here because, like, your friend is crazy.
Yeah. You're a person of interest right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're a person of interest.
Yeah.
One of the cops comes out and he says, he legit just straight up to us, you guys been smoking any bath salts?
No, sir.
And we're like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? And he's like, we went to your friend's apartment. In her room, we found she's been trying to, I don't know what she had, but she's been trying to smoke bath salts
like Himalayan bath salts, you know, like just like weird.
Some shit like that. And he was just like, your friend, there's a bunch of traces of that she's been trying to smoke bath salts. Like legit, it's playing out right there. And I'm like, what? I didn't believe that shit was real.
Yeah.
Despite living in the same city where a homeless dude was just on bath salts like a year before and tried to eat a dude's face off.
Well,
I didn't believe anyone actually did that. Apparently our friend did. So they tell us, we need your phone numbers. We like, you will probably get calls from us for questioning and stuff in the future. None of us ever actually get any calls like that. At least I didn't. Oh my God.
Was Carla your roommate or she was just a friend of
Was just a friend that we had known from like, she'd started in our class.
Oh, okay.
But she had taken months off, but we still knew her.
Yeah, did she end up graduating or no with you guys?
I think she did. She ended up graduating.
Okay,
but
hell yeah, Carla. She still got that degree, girl.
Still got that
after
degree.
All that.
Redemption.
After all that, she's in the hospital for like a day, and the next day we come by to see if she's okay. Because even though she tried to murder us, she's still our friend.
Remember this?
Her apartment is still busted. Her apartment's still busted. She tells us, "Yeah, I broke every single window in my house. Apparently,
I was there.
We broke every single thing in our house." And she was like, "Yeah, I'm really sorry. I don't think I ever talked to Carla ever again after that. To be honest."
So I don't know if anyone's in your place, not her place.
No, her place. This was her apartment.
Yes, her place. Oh, okay. So you took her to her place. I thought was your apartment she was messing up.
We went to James's apartment complex. Okay. And they were all in the all lived in the same apartment complex.
You're like, wow, it smells like really nice in here. Like, do you guys take a lot of baths? Like, it smells very nice in here. It's like, no,
I still don't know how you do that, but I just knew, wow, okay, so that's bath salts. When the cop was questioning us, he was pretty much telling us like what people on bath salts do. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, the reason, you know, when people are high on bath salts, they get really hot. They take off all their clothes because they think like they're on fire. And for some reason, people on bath salts really like the sound of metal and glass breaking.
So weird.
So that's why she was throwing stuff.
Yeah. She just loved bath salts. That's crazy.
Anyways,
don't do bath salts, kids.
Moral of the story is don't do fucking bath salts. I end up going home. I don't even...
Yeah,
should
did your parents know about this? Or like, did you kind of
keep
this on the road? Yeah, I figured.
Hey, Mom,
but
guess what?
Trust me, my parents would have not known either if they hadn't rolled into the hospital.
Oh, my God, dude. But it wasn't even me. It was,
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
How do I tell my parents, hey, Mom, my friend just tried to kill me today. Hope you're well. It was the scariest shit, dude.
Claire was on bath salts.
Yeah, I just want to know. It's like, who's like, hey, here are some bath salts. I should smoke this.
Well, it's funny, Zach. When I was dating Sydney, whenever I'd like go to the bathroom, in our bathroom, there'd be like this little, she loved baths, and she had like this bath salt thing where she would just like pour these like bath salts into those. And I like looked at it one day, and I was like, and someone just grabs those and just smokes that.
I don't even really know what bath salts are still.
So it's like,
I still am not quite sure.
So bath salts are supposed to like hydrate your skin. This is what like my massage lady was telling me. It's like supposed to your skin's supposed to like absorb that salt, and it's supposed to make your skin like healthier, and like it sheds off like the dead layer of skin, and then like you get new skin and it's hydrated more. That's what it's like meant for, I think. And that's what Sydney used them for. And then when I was looking at him, I was like,
"You're like, man." You know, so are there like little like?
Yeah, so it all depends.
Like little rocks.
Yeah, the one Sydney had were like these like little like pebbles. Like they look like a crack rock. Like that's what it kind of looked like. So I mean, it's you could smoke them, but like I think you would need like a torch or something like that to do it. Teaching you guys how to smoke bath yeah. salts here.
It's just I don't know. It's so specifically that stuff too. But you even have to look back at like. You have to think like marijuana, the first person.
Yeah. Well,
like it was just burning or something. They're like, what's going on?
Well, that's what I think of like when somebody, like when I look at milk, like when someone looked at a cow in their udders, like, I'm going to drink that shit.
What's coming out of that? Let me try that.
That looks nutritious.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, I like that. That's what I always think about.
Well, we still haven't gotten to our dumb question, but as per usual.
We can save that.
Dumb question. What are bath salts?
What are bath salts? I mean, that is true. I'd never really
know. Yeah, you don't know what a bath salt is.
So I guess we said we would get to a... is this a dumb question?
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't take too long. We'll just ask this one. Okay.
Do it.
So welcome to... Is this a dumb question? Whatever. I was thinking, I've always thought this actually, and it's one of those things I've always thought, but I've never looked up for some reason.
Okay. I hope my questions have inspired you to ask dumb questions.
Yeah.
As well.
It's good to be inquisitive.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know how people figure out how many calories are in something.
Like, what do you
like? I look on the back of this Cliff Bar I'm eating, like 220 calories. Who decided that? Because this has its own makeup, like its own ingredients. And they had to decide. So the only way I can think of it is calories are technically just a way to measure how much fuel it gives us.
Well, I think it's like a calorie is like one calorie like fuels this much of your body or something like that. Or like gives your body this much
energy
stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, and that's what I think it is. So when you're like you're burning calories, I think it means like you're burning energy. I could be totally wrong here. This could be not only just stupid question time. This could be stupid explanation time because I could be totally wrong.
I'm going to look it up though, so we at least...
My heart is telling me that back in the 900s or the 1000s, BC, of course, there was a king
BC,
called King Calorie. And they would go, King Calorie,
is this
how
real or are
many
you trolling?
Blueberries
just
did...
Just let him go with it. Just let him go with it.
Like, how many calories are in these blueberries? And he would go... 7. There we go.
Yes. 7 it is.
Thank you, King Calorie.
Let the lords.
7.
And... 7. And then they move on to the next one. How many does this hamburger have? 280. They're like, 280.
280. That's a good one. That's a high one.
So that's what my heart is telling me, but my brain is telling me that it is some sort of energy.
Well, apparently it's not anything I thought. And you're certainly wrong.
Okay.
Blue, do you know or do you have a guess?
I'm assuming calories are... I honestly never looked... I never thought about this. So I don't have a good answer. I'm in the same boat as... Of,
so
is this a
I
dumb
think
question?
The King Calorie one is what we're going to go with here.
No.
The King Calorie.
Probably my best guess is...
King Calorie.
I would assume it's energy because if...
I mean, he said I was wrong.
But that's the thing. It's like, how do you measure that?
With a scale.
That's
I'm assuming it's like I have no clue.
Yeah,
we burn calories, right? So it's
energy, right?
Probably a unit of energy. And I'm assuming if you eat too many calories, that's energy gets transferred into fat because we don't use it. So I don't know. That's my best guess.
It's better than King Calorie.
Hey, like I said, that was my heart telling me that.
Hey, I appreciate
not
it.
Not my brain.
But that's the thing. Like Blue said, he's never thought about it. That's what you should be inquisitive. You know? Question the things you... what do you mean, inquisitive?
I still don't know what that means.
Like, you don't know what the word
does that
means?
Mean, like curiosity?
Like you just have a curious mind. You're always asking questions.
Just say
or looking.
That.
Yeah.
Because you're throwing these big words at me. And I'm
it's really
take
not
them
that
as,
big.
I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth. Well,
would you just say
and help me with the sale?
Okay, so according to this is like if I Googled how do people figure out calories for food? And this is the first thing like you know how they give you like
The
says
rundown.
Since a calorie raises the temperature of 1 kilogram of water by 1 degree, the calorie count is found by calculating the change in temperature of the water multiplied by the volume of water. A bomb calorimeter is used to measure the heat released by a food sample that is burned.
Yes.
Ah, yes, the food sample, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to be asked, that still doesn't make much sense to me.
That doesn't answer my question.
So if I put a blueberry in water and the water goes up 1 degree, is that one calorie?
No, I don't know. Something about when you burn it, which is a counting calorie. A calorie is a unit of energy, not a measure of weight or nutrient density. The calories you see on nutrient labels, however, are actually kilocalories or kcals. Food packaging always refers to kcals.
Okay, I didn't ask about kcals. I asked about calories, guy.
Well, you're getting there. I mean, technically, that's what I was wondering. I look at the nutrition facts and I go, what is this?
Oh.
Even though it just says calories, but it's kcal. They're lying to us.
Oh.
One kcal is the amount of energy required to heat 1 kilogram of water by 1 degree Celsius. So 2.5 pounds of water, or 2.2 pounds of water by 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
So what happens if I have like 200 blueberries and I put 200 blueberries in water, but it overfills the water and the water falls out of the glass? And now I just have a glass.
Yeah, they say one way they do it is there's a tool called a bomb calorimeter. I can't say that word. But it measures the amount of energy that a food contains.
Let's fly one of those in.
To use this tool, scientists place the food in question in a sealed container surrounded by water and heat it until the food is completely burned off. Scientists then record the rise in water temperature to determine the number of calories in the product.
Okay, here's my stupid question to this dude.
Yeah.
How come all the bad foods that taste the best have the calories?
Because it's all processed stuff and saturated fats. And.
But like, why can't vegetables taste like? You know what I mean?
It's just.
So here's what I'm saying. So, like, I have a Big Mac here, right? And this Big Mac is good. Like,
right.
Uh-huh. And I got broccoli here. Ugh. Like, I hate it. Like, I can't eat. How do I get the Big Mac
to... Are you saying what determines flavor?
Yes. So, does the calories and the heat of that, like, make that... Like why the things that have the most calories in it taste the best? Like, is it the calories that make it taste good? Or am I just spitting out an idiot here? I just want broccoli to taste like a Big Mac. Is that so much to ask for?
I just search what makes food taste good.
Okay.
And it just says the reason food tastes good is because the idea called flavor, obviously.
Yeah.
Each bump has onion-like structures of 50 to 100 taste cells folded together, and these are our taste buds.
Hmm.
Our taste buds give us our five senses for... It just... Why do some foods taste good?
I just want broccoli to taste like a big... You know what I mean? Like, how do I do that? Because if broccoli tasted like a Big Mac, I would eat broccoli all the time.
You're just asking hard questions. And then these are questions you shouldn't ask.
And then I would eat broccoli all the time. Like, because it would taste like Dorito chips. Like, how do I get broccoli to taste like Doritos? That's what I want. That's the future I want to live in. When we can mask... broccoli to taste like Cool Ranch Doritos. That's what I want.
The frustrating thing is, it'd be such an obvious answer, but like, yes, a broccoli doesn't taste like a Big Mac.
Yes,
but why?
If we had these answers, then we'd probably be able to be colonizing every single planet on our way to find another species.
Yeah, we'd have an unlimited energy source already. Okay, we're gonna look into this next podcast or like figure out if we can. I'm Googling it. It's already confusing me.
We'll talk about our findings on episode 11. That's our first recurring double digits. So it's 11-11. Next time, 22. So this is our first time it's been 1-1. So we can celebrate that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same numbers.
We'll celebrate that.
And then 33 and then 44.
And you can celebrate the podcast by rating it wherever you listen to it or letting your friends know about it or just listening to it wherever you want to listen to it. Whether it be YouTube or audio places that you listen to podcasts, because we're on a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
So with that said, I want to thank you very much for watching this episode. Rob and Blue, why don't you plug yourselves?
You can find me at twitch.tv/BlueWeslow and instagram.com/BlueWeslowGaming.
And Rob?
Hey, guys. Hold on, sorry. Yeah, I can't do voice. Hey guys, my name is Rob. You guys can find me at twitter.tv/RobbieV, instagram.com/RobbieV, and then youtube.com/RobbieV, where you can check out my really cool Okay, so I'm, never mind. What? I love MLG. Or just look up Robbie V in the search bar and you'll find it. Yeah, find me. My bad. It is bad.
Find that. You, Mr. Fruit, find me, please. Doesn't really matter. Thanks for listening.
I love MLG too.
Thanks for listening to this podcast and supporting us. With that said, we'll talk to you next Sunday. See ya.